The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host Gretchen, and today we are with my cousin Mandy. This is so exciting.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be recording with you again. So if you guys didn't hear, I had an episode with Mandy. When was the episode with you?
It's like the beginning of my sophomore year of college.
Like 2019.
October.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even start my podcast till 2019. Okay, yeah. So you were like the beginning. You were the beginning. Like one of my first episodes. So this will be such a good perspective because that was like more towards the beginning of your college. And I feel like you talked a lot about like applying to colleges, looking at colleges, sort of like getting to college in the beginning. Yeah. But then like a lot of this is more reflective, like just about the South in general and sort of like after college. So this is like good that you're coming on again going into your senior year. And I should forewarn you guys. Well, first of all, you can probably hear my voice. It sounds terrible. I don't know why my throat started hurting yesterday. And oh my God, the freaking wind. I was going to warn you guys. So, and there's a car driving by. Okay, so we're at our lake house right now in Pennsylvania. And literally, I promise you, none of you have ever heard of it. You've never been here, middle of nowhere, okay? Like, literally, yeah, no. I think it's called Brackney. Is that the town?
I always tell people that I have a lake house in Pennsylvania. They're like, where? I'm like, no.
Montrose,
they're like, no. I'm like, yeah.
They never know Montrose.
Yeah, but Brackney, I guess, is bigger, kind of.
Oh, okay.
But still not.
I feel like Brackney's the township. Right. Maybe Montrose is, like, the closest town.
There's, like, a population probably of, like, 500 people.
But then, like, what's this? If that's Montrose, and then we're just in the township. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so it's called Silver Lake. That's the lake that we're on. But it's, like, a tiny little lake, only a couple houses. Yeah. So no one ever knows. But I'm warning you because this house is over 100 years old. Like, it's very crickety. We were just saying the walls are made of literally tissue paper. And obviously,
they downstairs and they like yes. Upstairs.
Yes. And if you walk down this hallway, it literally sounds like the hallway. Your feet are gonna go through the floor.
Yeah.
And there's another freaking car.
Yeah. Well, there's usually not that many cars.
I know. Cause this is like a private, like dirt road. Like literally there's like a couple houses on this road. So barely ever any cars go by, and then two just went by in like 1 minute. So hopefully that's not too loud for you guys. But I always freak out and like apologize about sounds in my podcast, and everyone's always like, it's fine. Like we get it. Like I almost feel like it's funny if like Brody barks or something because they're like, oh, that's Brody. Like they know the situation. So warning you guys. And I even said on my story yesterday how we were going to do like a real happy hour last night, but we were so tired. And I'm happy we're doing it this way because we hit some more like serious stuff later on. So I'm happy we're not like drunk talking about like serious, like this is better, you know? Now you get the hungover us instead of like the buzzed Mandy and Gretchen chit-chat. But yeah, that's what's up right now. We're at Silver Lake. We knew we wanted to do an episode together while we were here because this is just so fun. And our lake house is so special to us. It's in, well, I was going to say my mom's family. Your mom's family.
Yeah, mom's side.
Yeah, because our moms are sisters. We're cousins. That's how it works. So, yeah. I feel like it's always been special to us, but I don't know if you can agree with me on this, how I feel like growing up, I realize even more why it's so, like, important in our family and, like, nostalgic and, like, valuable.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not, like, the right word. But just, like meaningful.
Yeah, definitely.
It's, like, such a special place.
So, like, family oriented, I guess.
Yeah. We love it here. Anyway, first thing, I almost forgot. We have to say what we're happy about right now, because we always do that. What are you happy about?
I'm happy that I ended up leaving for school later. So this is, today's Wednesday, and I'm leaving Monday morning. And usually I go back a lot earlier for rush, but my internship like is still going on a little bit. So I got excused and I got to stay an extra week and actually make it here to see Gretchen. And Lucy was supposed to come, but she couldn't make it. So I'm happy that I got to come here at least for 2 days and see everyone, because otherwise I just wouldn't be here, since our whole family is using the month of August. I'm usually never here in August. So it's nice that I got to come.
I know it's hard. I feel like for the Southern schools, I'm sure everyone that goes to a Southern school can relate. I feel like you literally go back like August 1st. Like you go back so early. Yeah. So I feel like you miss some of summer in a way.
So much of summer. Because like a lot of like my friends that go to like Hopkins and I'm thinking, I don't know, just like Northern schools, I guess, they go back at the end of August. So they have like, but they do come back at the end of May. So I guess they just have like June, July.
Like August, a later like, summer.
Yeah. Which is nice, because I feel like I like August better than like June.
Yeah, it's like nicer.
Yeah.
I so agree. I know at BU, we literally didn't go back till like the first or second week of September. Like we were so late. But then like all your friends are already gone.
Right.
Because everyone would go back in August. Wait, I didn't even know that that's why. Damn. Because if, obviously they wouldn't know, but basically our families, it's like all of our mom's family, so it's like a lot of relatives. But how it works is like my mom, Mandy's mom, and their brother. So the three of them will always have like a month, like half of the cottage. So it switches every year, like July or August, and this year's August. So that's why it's so hard for you to come when we have August, because you're like at school. Okay, good thing. So are you just at, are you like the last day of recruitment or something when you get back? Or is it like already over when you get back?
I think I make it to prep, I believe, and then bid day.
Okay.
So
that's the fun part anyway.
Yeah, and also I feel like it makes sense because like, I don't know, it makes sense that the sophomores and juniors are more rushing and not like the seniors, because they're going to be with the girls for the...
Like you're not going to be their big anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, well, I'm happy that you got to stay an extra week too, that I got to freaking see you. Because you guys, when we were little, like Mandy, Lucy, and I would come here for a month. Like we just fully would come here for the whole month, and you drive to the laundromat because there's like no washer and dryer. And mind you, we told you a little bit about our like house, but in case you like have no idea, there's no air conditioning, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no heat, there's no TV, there's no cable.
There's literally only an outdoor shower.
Outdoor shower. I feel like people have asked me, they're like, wait, is there like an outhouse? I'm like, no, thank God. There's a bathroom. Like, there's like a toilet.
Yeah.
It's okay.
There's one toilet.
In this big house, and everyone always fights over it because there's one bathroom.
I was like realizing like there's never been an issue except for like yesterday morning. Like I, when I woke up, I guess everyone else woke up, and I was like, we need another bathroom.
Like everyone is trying to brush their teeth and pee at the same time. We were just saying yesterday, we're like, we need to add in a bathroom downstairs. You guys, Mandy and I are so bad. We always want to like make updates, but like changing anything to this house is like the biggest deal, because like it's very historic, like sacred to our family. So if you want to make a change, like everyone has to kind of like approve.
Right. Yeah.
So we're like, we want to paint this wall. We're going to knock down this wall. We're going to add a bathroom here. We're going to, yesterday you were like, we're going to blow out this.
Make a little bar between the kitchen and living room. We're going to make the trim white.
Yes.
We're going to make the walls navy blue.
You're like, this is going to be a little breakfast nook. We'd literally have to buy out all of our relatives.
Yeah, no, it's not happening ever.
You just got a well, you guys.
Yeah.
The biggest to
do. We used to just have like water out of the faucet. We got a well.
I think they might have had to, because people were getting sick
with
lake water. Oh my gosh. Wait, that's what we would always used to say. We would be like, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no air conditioning, there's literally, there's running water, but it's lake water. But now we can say there's running water, but it's, because we grew up like brushing our teeth with lake water here, and meanwhile now they're like, so many germs, so much bacteria, literally you can't, you're gonna get sick. And we're like, oh good, great. That's why it's so fun being here, because it's like, it's like an escape from normal life. It's like a break, you know what I mean? I'm just happy about being here very quickly, so And do you have like a favorite quote or a happy quote, idea? It doesn't even have to be a quote that you want to share.
I guess like everyone keeps telling me since I'm going to my senior year, like make sure like every day that you feel like not going out and you're like, I don't want to go out, go out.
Yeah.
And like every dinner that your friends are having, like join them. And like, study hard, but also like this year is supposed to be a little lighter, or especially the spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
So just like take advantage of that, because it's just our last year, and just do everything that you can do, because you'll miss it so much.
Yeah.
So that's so good. Every like college student going to senior year feels the same way, like really sad, but then also like knowing that they really need to participate in everything.
So. Yeah, like soak it all. It literally flies by.
I know.
Like more than any of your other years. I don't know what about senior year. So sad.
I know. I still feel like I'm like 18, like going to freshman
year. Me too.
Like I talked to my friend's little siblings going into their freshman year, and I'm like, I feel like I'm like a year older than you. Like,
and meanwhile, I'm going to be at your graduation like tomorrow.
I know.
Wait, that's so sad.
That's so sad. My mom literally had to like book hotels like in like May, April.
Oh my gosh.
Because it fills up so fast. And she was like asking for the graduation dates. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I don't want to graduate.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like college flies by so much faster than high school? Yeah. Like the fact that they're both 4 years, but high school like dragged on and you're like, get me out of here.
Because I feel like, I don't know, in high school you're sitting there all day, every day. The weeks drag by, you're like, I can't wait for Friday. But in college, it's like,
every day's fine.
Yeah.
I miss it. Or at least our experience. We're lucky we both had very good college experiences.
Right.
Like, you love your friend group and have such a fun, I don't know, friend group, school. Yeah. Let's get into USC, because you guys asked so much about USC. I kind of organized, so, like, the beginning is, like, a lot about college, like, post-college, everything like that. No peeking. And then we get into other things. Okay. First went general, really easy. How have you been? How has everything been going?
Yeah, I've been really good. I feel like this is like one of my best summers that I've had since going into college. And like last summer was so different because all the restrictions for COVID, and this year they like really loosened up the vaccinations and everything. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm really good. I'm really happy. When I left school, I was like so sad to come home just because I was like in such a good place at school, and like I was having so much fun with my friends, and I was like, I don't want to go home and like have nothing to really do and like work all summer. But then, I don't know, I like did work a 8-to-5, like at an 8-to-5 internship every day. So I thought that was going to like kill my vibe, but no, I still did so many like fun things. Like I'm doing really well, and I'm very excited to go back. And yeah, I feel like I'm not like worried about anything. Like I'm just like good.
Aw. Okay, you are so good at that. That reminds me, I feel like a lot of people have been asking me recently. They're like, one of the questions I think in here, I don't think I put it in here, but she was saying how, like, how do you have fun on the weekdays almost? Like, she'll be like, after my 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job, whatever, like, I'm so exhausted. I feel like I can only have fun with my boyfriend on the weekends or make plans for the weekends. But she's like, I feel like I'm missing so much time by just, like, I come home after work, make dinner, fall asleep.
Right.
But you're so good at, like, making every day fun.
Yeah. I read that someone in the internship did this presentation about, like, time management, like, while working so much. And they were like, if you count up all the hours that you're not working during the week, like, and you actually, like, look at the amount of hours, like, it is so many. And you only sleep, like, I only sleep, like, 7 to 8 hours a night, maybe less. And, like, I'm never, like, overtired or anything. But that just shows, like, there's so much time after work. Like, even from 5 to 10, like, that's 5 hours. You can, like, do anything. So I feel like if you look, like, I forget the exact number, but if you calculate all the hours that you're not working, like, it's, like, more. It's 40 hours a week, so, yeah. And you just have so much extra time, and like sitting around, I don't know, I feel like wasted. But if you actually like plan the things that you want to do, because you're going to have other things to do that outside of work.
Yeah.
So like if you actually plan them, like you do have enough time, you just need to like manage your time and not like spend so much time focusing on like, oh, I need to fold my laundry right now. Like, no, you don't. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I feel like that's me. Like, I'm bad with it.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea, though, if you make a plan, like, with a friend or something, like, someone that holds you accountable. Like, if you're like, no, I know I'm going to be tired after work, but my friend and I are going to the gym, so, like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Or we're going to go get dinner, so, like, I have to go, and I'll be so happy, like, once I'm there.
I was, like, the first couple weeks of work, I was, like, kind of sad, because I was like, I feel like I can't do anything. My friend was like, no, like, let's make a plan every night after work. Like, we'll look forward to going to dinner, we'll look forward to going for a walk, we'll go shopping, like, stuff like that. And that helped, because, like, I would be another car. I'll be like, oh my god, like, I'm so bored right now, like, I don't want to be working. And I'm like, wait, I only have, like, 3 more hours, so 5, and then I'm so, like, it's fine.
You have something to, like, look forward to.
Yeah.
Instead of your job being, like, seeing it as, like, an all-day, everyday thing, you're like, okay, I do it, and then it's over with, and then I can, like, live my life and have fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw this one girl on TikTok, and she was, like, living her best life on the weekdays.
I saw
and everyone
that.
Was like, how do you do that?
In the city, right?
Or because everyone assumes everyone's like, must be nice to not work. And she's like, no, I literally work 9-to-5. I just, like, live my best life after work every day.
She, like, has a plan every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so you. That. You're good at that. Tell us about your internship this summer. What type of internship did you have? Was it how you thought it was going to be? I'm just curious.
Like, honestly, no, not really. So I applied through to, like, over 100 internships just on like Glassdoor, like Indeed, like stuff like that. And then I also had like some of my family friends like offered me some positions, and I was considering them. And then this one job that I applied to, it was through TIAA. Their bank is, their headquarters in Jacksonville, I believe, but there's a lot of offices in Charlotte, like they're big in Charlotte. So that's how I kind of like heard about it, because a lot of like alumni go and work there from USC. So I heard back from them in like, I think late May, or I had my interview in, I want to say April, beginning of April, and then I finally heard back from them late May, and they were like, "This, sorry, we've just been like so behind, like all the systems are messed up, like everything's like remote now, it's our first time recruiting remotely, so like, whatever, so we're like just like dealing with a lot right now, but like we do want to offer you a position, but you'll get like your letter and stuff like in a week, like whatever." And I was actually already considering like another position that was on Long Island. So I was like, I'm probably just gonna do that. It was part-time. It was in person at just like a, it was called NYCB, like a branch in Westbury, which is
close another to bank.
House. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was gonna do that, and I was pretty set on that. And then when I got this offer, I was like, you know what? Like, I don't know where I wanna move after college. Like, I don't wanna like only have opportunity in Long Island, on Long Island or in the city. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just gonna take this because I feel like I can meet more people. It was like a bigger company, and like, also, it was like full time, which like, I don't know, I've never worked full time before, so I like wanted experience in that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up taking this, and I was a trust intern for their trust division. So yeah, I'm like a finance major with a concentration, or I guess like minor-ish concentration in data analytics. So I just applied for like all finance positions, and then this position got back to me, and there was like maybe 200 other interns, mm-hmm. but then only 3 interns within the trust division.
Okay.
Which I enjoyed because I didn't feel like there was like so many of us. Like, mm-hmm. I knew I could like, you know, talk to my other interns and like also talk to everyone else without being like overwhelmed. They're so good at their like onboarding activities and everything, like all the interns together. It was like, mm-hmm. such a good transition into the company. Mm-hmm. But then when it got more like focused, it was really nice to just have like a smaller group. And yeah, so I had like a little summer assignment, and then on top of that, just like smaller assignments with like groups of like people that work in different programs within, mm-hmm. the company. So yeah, it was really great. I'm honestly like so grateful that I had that opportunity to do that, and like, I'm just so happy that I completed it.
Like, you would work there after college?
100%. Like, that's the goal. So, we'll see.
You seem so grown up. Half of that is like a different language to me. I'm like, data analytics. What is data? Okay, so you told us what you're majoring in. People wanted to know. Did you always know that you wanted to major in finance?
No. So, at South Carolina, you need to, if you're going to the business school, you go in as like, I think everyone goes in as undeclared, but even if you're not undeclared, you have to take like all the prereq business classes. So, you're taking like everything. Mm-hmm. And then people usually choose like in their sophomore year. So I chose marketing. Mm-hmm. And then my first marketing class, I was like, no. I mean, first of all, it was remote. So like, it was my first like real remote class because it was fall of last year. Mm-hmm. So I just like, I don't know, it didn't really click with me. And then my first finance class, I was like, I loved. Like, I like was so excited to go every other day, and like, mm-hmm. excited to do the homework and like excited to learn about it. And I know that's just like the intro finance class, so it's very different. But after that, I just like switched to finance and like started taking more finance classes, and it's just like, I don't know, I've always been like good at math and like loved doing math, like genuinely. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of that, which is like, also, I didn't think my internship was going to be like this, but I thought that it was going to be a lot of math, but it wasn't necessarily so much math, it was like other stuff. So mm-hmm. yeah, but I love math, that's why I chose finance, and I'm really happy that I did.
I feel like so many people will say that what they learned in college, and I guess for certain jobs, like what you learn, maybe for an engineer or something, like that's what you're actually doing every day in your job. But I feel like so many people will say, like in finance and business, everything they learned sort of had nothing to do with their job, but at the same time, it like prepared them for once they got there. Yeah. But you get there and you're like, I don't know what any of this is. Right. And you're kind of like figuring it out as you go.
That's what I literally learned so much more than like a full semester of classes would have taught me.
In your internship?
Yeah, because like you're just like in the field and you like hear what everyone's like talking about and like what they actually are like concerned about, or like, mm-hmm. what they need to work on, like all their presentations. Like, I got to be in all their meetings like with the trust division, so yeah, I learned so much, but mm-hmm. it wasn't anything like class.
Yeah. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Olive in June. If you didn't know, Olive in June nail polishes are my favorite, and they last over 7 days. Do not chip, you guys. With Olive in June's Manny system, you can achieve beautiful salon perfect nails at an affordable price. It really is the ultimate secret behind salon perfect clean looking nails at home. So Olive in June's Manny system comes with all the tools you need in one box for a fresh manicure, makes it so simple, and comes with the Poppy, which is a patented brush handle that makes it easy to paint with both of your hands. So helped me so much, since painting with my non-dominant left hand used to always make my right hand nails look so messy. Anyone else, like, legit, it looks like it would be painted by a five-year-old. So this helps a ton. It really is a game changer for professional looking nails, but at a fraction of the cost and time, since you can do it at home. I so suggest getting the Olive in June mani system with 6 polishes, since it'll break down to just $2 a mani, when one gel mani at the nail salon can literally be over $35. And Olive in June's polishes are amazing quality. If you haven't tried them before, I was actually just with my mom at my lake house, and she was wearing a red Olive in June nail polish on her nails. They looked incredible, you guys. Like, they looked like gel from the salon. And I actually have this shade on right now called Honeymoon Bliss on my toes. It's definitely my favorite color, since it's like the perfect light nudie pink, and I cannot believe how good they still look, you guys. Perfectly painted, no chips. It's been over a week, like maybe almost 2 weeks now. Seriously, guys, I hate sitting through a whole pedicure, since it takes so much time. Anyone else, is just me. So Olive in June polishes are my fave, plus they have the cutest colors. So you can visit oliveinjune.com/happyhour and use code happyhour for 20% off your first mani system. This is an exclusive offer you can only get here. That's Olive in June, Olive, and June, June.com/happyhour. It's just lowercase, all one word, code happyhour for 20% off your first mani system. oliveinjune.com/happyhour, code happyhour. And now let's get back into the episode. Do you like the South in general?
Yeah, like so when my parents came to visit for Easter, we went to Charleston, and that was like when I was really, really thinking about moving to Charleston, like after graduation, just because I don't know if I'm like gonna go to grad school, like I haven't decided yet, or anything after school. So like I was like, I can just have a year in Charleston and like take a job that may not even be in my field, like maybe just get like a waitressing job or something like that, to like figure out what I want to do. And like live there, because I know a lot of my friends are going to be living there too. So I'm like, if I'm ever going to live in Charleston, like I probably want to raise my kids in like New York. So like if I ever want to live somewhere else, like now would be the time, like after I graduate.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm still considering that. And it also depends like where my job offer is. Like if it was in Charlotte, like of course, like I have no like burning desire to come back here right away.
So, interesting. Yeah. I feel like that's changed.
Yeah.
I feel like you always used to be like, the second I graduate, I'm moving back to New York. Like, I'm moving into the city.
Yeah, I still like, I mean, Manhattan's probably like first on my list for when I move out. But I mean, if like, it just depends on like where I can get a job and like where, because like if I were to go to grad school, I feel like I'd want to go down south.
Interesting.
So like, it all depends. Like, I have no plan, but I don't have any like, I guess like.
You have options.
Yeah.
I was thinking, if I was going to be like, okay, everyone wants to know, like, post-grad plans, what you're doing, I thought you were going to be like, totally going to move to New York right away, da-da-da, because that's what I feel like it always was. But now you're sort of like, well, I guess we'll see, based on jobs, options.
Right.
Would you, like, jump right into grad school, or would you rather, like, wait a minute and work first?
If I do get, like, a job offer for June of 2022, I would wait a year and decide. And then I know a lot of companies...
To decide if you want to go to grad school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also, like... I'm, like, so crazy for saying this, but, like, in the back of my head, I've always been, like, I want to go to law school. So, like, if I one day decide that, like, after I graduate, like, I can just take a year off, really decide what I want to do. And then for some, like, companies in the financial services industries, like, they'll offer to pay for your grad school and then come back and work for the company. So
that would be so ideal.
Yeah. I would love to, like, go to grad school, though. Like, I feel like I'm not, like, after I graduate, I'm not going to be, like, completely done. Like,
I'm so impressed.
I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like you could do more with it. And, like, why not?
Yeah. And now everyone says nowadays it's like so many jobs, it's just most people do end up going to grad school.
Exactly.
Or not like you have to, but it's just obviously good if you do,
right.
Or makes you like able to qualify for other jobs. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so impressed that you're like, I'm not done with school, I'll keep going, because I feel like my senior, I was just like, this is literally the last exam I will ever be taking.
Also, I feel like in the financial service industry, there's so many tests. Like, I was studying for this one test over the summer. And, like, there's so many tests that you still
have to take. Wait, what's it called? I forget.
It's called SIE exam. It's, like, securities industry exam.
I'm sure some of them know.
Yeah.
Maybe some of you guys have taken.
There's, like, so, like, I know I'll be taking more tests to get more certifications.
It says, how do you get internships, jobs as a business major? I want to know. Okay, teach me. Yeah.
Business majors, I feel like they, like, have it so, like, easy. Kind, not easy, but, like, you know, there's things like LinkedIn and, like, mm-hmm. I mean, other, obviously, other, fields use that, but there's so many, like they're all about networking.
Yeah.
So, like, if you know how to network, like, that's how you get an internship. Like, a lot of my friends from home, like, they're like, oh, my mom works for this, so, like, she knows this guy, and that's how I got this internship. Like, it's very, what's that word?
It's always, you know, it's always right. The network.
But I know a lot of people that, like, they just have connections, and, like, they're really lucky for that. But then the people that don't, like, my parents don't work in that industry at all. Like, they do know some people, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like I got TIA on my own, and, like, that was just through going through Glassdoor mm-hmm. and, like, Indeed and LinkedIn, like, stuff like that. Also, I know a lot of business schools will have, like, career fairs. Like, those are excellent. Go to them, meet everyone, get everyone's business card. Like, let them know your name, email them when you leave. Like,
so they're not scary, because I was always too scared to go.
It definitely is, but, like, as long as you go and, like, you make sure somehow that, like, within the next, like, 2 weeks after, like, you email them and, like, your name is out there, mm-hmm. like, that's, like, networking. So, like, even, like, in my internship, like, reaching out to people that weren't in the trust division that literally worked in, like, Nuveen, which is, like, the real estate company, like, reaching out and just, like, being, like, hi, my name is, like, Miranda Hutchinson, like, I'm this intern, and, like, I would, like, love to learn a little bit about you, can I put 15 minutes on your calendar, like, and then, like, going forward, if you were ever to apply for a job, like, they could be like, oh, I know her, I talked to her, like,
yeah.
I remember her, or, like, oh, I looked in her up, I looked her up, I have her resume already, or, like, yeah. I have her email address, so, like
building your contacts.
That. Yeah, I think that's, like, the most important part for, like, getting jobs. And
seems like you put in so much time with your internship search and job search, and in my mind, I mean, everyone can hate me, and maybe I'm totally wrong because I haven't had to do this, but, like, in my mind, it's sort of like you get out what you put into it. Like,
yeah,
Taylor was trying so hard for her new job for, like, it took her, like, 9 months, like, looking, but she was, like, applying literally everywhere, like, putting in hours after her job that she was working before. Every night, she was just, like, I felt like she was getting out what she put into it, like, all these interviews because she was, like, working her little booty off, like,
And also, like, positions that you make that you're not, like, oh, I really want to work here, like, still apply, interview, because, like, you never know.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't.
They could even be, like, oh, we could, so, you'd be a better fit in, like, this part of our company or blah, blah, blah.
Also, I feel like I've realized, like, I guess, like, a year ago, I was, like, scared to ever reach out to, like, my friends, parents, like, sister, like, you know, stuff like that, like, really, like, far removed. But, like, if you talk to any, like, adult who, like, works in that field, they are, like, more than happy to explain, I mean, at least everyone that I've experienced, more than happy to explain what they do to you. They want, like, every company loves recruiting and, like, loves meeting new people, so, like, they want you, like, at their company, if, like you or whatever, I think you're a good match, but, like, they are, like, more than happy to talk to you about a lot of things. Like, even I, like, if I'm, like, talking to a freshman, like, I, like, love sharing, like, that kind of
what
stuff.
What you do. There's the secret, you guys, how to get a job like Mandy. I don't know why, like, in my mind, you're just, like, my 13-year-old cousin, and I'm like, why are you, like, grown up getting a job?
I know, it's so weird.
Like, this is, we always say, you guys, because Mandy's, for if you don't know, Mandy's 3 years younger than me. That reminds me, the other night, my mom, I was like, Mandy, it's so weird how, like, we'll always be 3 years apart, like, forever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll be... I go, you'll be 53, and my mom goes, and you'll be 50. I said, no, I'll be 56. I'm 3 years older.
Yeah.
Or, like, Lucy, my twin sister Lucy, and I always say that we're 15 forever, and Mandy's 12, right?
Yeah.
We're like, no, you're 12, we're 15. Because we, like, remember that time so well. Mm-hmm. That was probably the time when we were thrifting high-waisted jeans, cutting them off, bleaching them, dip dyeing them, or whatever, tie-dyeing them.
Yeah.
What is the culture like at USC? I guess generally, like, is it like party school? Like, the frat lots. I've been to the frat lots.
I would definitely say it's like a party school. It's like a bar scene more, I feel like, than like house parties. And I don't know, the culture is just like, I feel like it's probably just like any other big university, just like very like student oriented. Like, the whole city is like, I don't know, they like love USC, like, they love the students, like, So, yeah, I feel like it's very, like, the whole city is, like...
Just big school vibes.
Yeah.
Like, if football you fly, school.
Yeah. If you fly into, like, Columbia Airport, like, you see everything's, like, University of South Carolina.
Like, it's, like, a college town.
Yeah.
Do you have advice for... I was telling Mandy, you guys, I actually, at the Luke Bryan concert the other night, I met an incoming freshman who was going to be at USC, and I was like, oh, my God, you have to find my cousin. So do you have advice for Rush for incoming freshmen? Because remember how scared we were before? Yeah. Like, it's so, like, nerve-wracking before. Like, you just don't know what to expect.
It's so weird because I feel like so many girls that I was, like, rushing with, like, knew exactly what sorority they wanted. And I had no idea. Like, I think maybe a few girls from my high school ended up going to USC, and they were in... like, whatever sorority, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, I would definitely want to be in that because they're in that, but I had no idea, like, so, like, I feel like just go into it with a really open mind. Don't, like, be like, oh, I need to be in this one, because you don't, and, like, you might not click with those girls. Like, wherever you end up is, like, where you would click. Like, the girls who are rushing you, like, no, like, it's, like, they have it down to a science of, like, picking the girls that, like, fit in the right place.
That's so true.
So, like, I don't know, I just feel like go in with an open mind, and also, like, don't be so scared. Like, I know some girls are, like, so nervous for the conversations that they have, like, panic attacks. Like, no, like, it's on the girl rushing you to, like, keep the conversation going. Like, don't be worried about, like, talking so much or, like, proving a point. Like, you don't need to do that. Like, it's very natural. I feel like I didn't expect it to be so natural, but, like,
yeah, it
definitely was. I don't know, I just feel like go in with an open mind and, like, don't think, like, it's not that serious. Like,
yeah.
You're going to end up where you need to be. So, like, just, like, that's let so loose and, like, be yourself. Because if you're being someone else, like, you're not going to be in the right place at the end. I feel like also everyone's like, oh, my God, I need, like, the perfect outfit. I need this. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I would be looking at my roommate's outfits and be like, wait, I don't look that good. Like no, it's fine. Like, it's not about that.
Just, like, be, do you.
Yeah.
Spill the college tea. They want to know your, like, funniest story or, like, craziest story.
My junior year, especially, like, the second semester, like, it was just, like, so fun.
Really?
I don't know. I love my friends to death, and, like, they just, like, constantly keep me laughing, and, like, I love laughing, so. I feel like every time we go out, there's a new story to tell. Like,
yeah.
But I think, like, one of my favorite weekends, like, I guess, like, all of college was, like, my birthday weekend for my 21st because it was Friday after we went back to school in January. Mm-hmm. So I brought back all my friends from home, and then all my friends were there, too, and we went to Charleston. We got an Airbnb, and we just did, like, so many fun things.
So
it was
fun.
So fun.
Okay, why wasn't I there?
Oh, well. Next year.
Okay, you guys. I'm so mad at myself. I literally just found out that the mic was on the wrong setting, so Mandy probably sounds, like, way quieter than me in all of the audio you just heard, like, in the background. Okay, maybe my little editing skills can fix it, and I'll just, like, make your, when you're talking, like, louder. Guys, I'm so mad. Hopefully that wasn't too bad to listen to. I did that with Lucy, and she talks a lot quieter, so I felt like they probably couldn't hear her at all. But now you're going to be able to hear me better. I promise. I apologize. I feel so bad. Okay. Tell us your top hangover remedy.
Oh, my gosh. Wanna know. Okay.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Okay.
So actually my hangovers haven't been that bad recently, but maybe it's because I've been doing this. But at school, the worst hangovers, like, they hit me at, like, 2 p.m., and it's, like, my stomach and my head. Or, no, I get the stomach thing in the morning, and then my head starts, like, really being bad at, like, 2.
Just headache?
Yeah, like, headache, like, just, like, so tired. Like, I never sleep good after I drink.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, I don't know. And I feel like my stomach, I just have so many stomach issues that drinking, obviously, makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
It's, like, a long thing. But if I eat late at night after I get home, my stomach, I have the worst stomachache in the morning. So I try not to do that. I always take Tums in the morning. I, like, live off Tums. I take Pepcid if it gets really bad. That's, like, a pill for your stomach. And then, so, in the morning, I wake up. I immediately, obviously, start drinking water. Like, I'm, like, not as good with staying hydrated, but, like, I'll definitely try after the next morning. I usually, like, go puff a ginger ale for my stomach and a blue Gatorade, which, I don't know. I don't think blue Gatorade helps that much, but I'll just, like, have a little bit. I started getting liquid IVs.
So
I started getting those, and like a lot of the Fridays or even Thursdays, I'll be having to drink the next day at like 4, or like if it's a Saturday game day, like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'll put like a liquid IV in my mixie drink, like in my hydro flask, and have that just because you're like hydrating without really like meaning to.
Liquid IV like with vodka or something.
Yeah. And then, but, or I'll just drink that in the morning if I'm not drinking. And then I also just started this. I just got it like a month ago. And I don't know, people might think I'm crazy, but I started drinking the chlorophyll water. Like, I know that like trend, like whatever. But I started drinking that like every morning and night, like right before I got into bed, even after I drank. And then in the morning too. And I feel like that just like, I remember one morning recently at home, I was really hungover and I drank my chlorophyll water at like 12. I woke up at like 11, probably hadn't ate anything yet. And I just like felt so much better. I didn't get the headache that I usually get. I don't know if that's just like.
Do you buy a bottle of it or is it drops?
I get the drops. I just got them from Amazon, like just like a random bottle. And like I literally drank it all. Well, I didn't drink it on the way here because I didn't want to stop. But like I filled my water bottle with it and drank it when I got here.
Does it taste weird?
No. Okay. I brought it. We can try it after. But in the beginning, you're like, I don't really like this. But you get used to it. It really doesn't taste like anything. My flavor is like mint. So like it kind of tastes like mint. But yeah, I feel like that helps a lot. And then also just like, I don't know, an afternoon nap. I feel like if I nap and I'm hungover, I wake up not hungover. And then also obviously eating in the morning, like I feel like soaks up your stomach, like eat a bagel or something.
It soaks up all the liquid.
Yeah, and like, or like eggs or like avocado, I feel like always makes me feel better. So yeah.
Greasy breakfast sandwich.
Yeah. But don't eat like, I don't know, I feel like when I eat like too much in the morning, I'm like, oh, like I feel even worse. So like, yeah. I'll just like not eat that much in the morning, but like definitely eat.
Yeah.
And then like that'll be better.
I know, sometimes I feel so hungover that like you can't even eat. Right. But once you eat, you do feel better. Yeah,
you just have to like force yourself. But I'm like one of those people that like wake up in the morning like throwing up, like always.
That's terrible. It's
so bad. Yeah.
I've never thrown up in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know why. I like started, I guess, last year.
I don't know.
And it's like so bad.
Oh, that's awful. Okay, now I want to try chlorophyll water. I've never tried
it. Yeah, we'll try it after.
But I've like seen it on TikTok or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we talked about your plans after college, where you see yourself living. Okay, last, I don't know why I put this in the college section. Are you still with a boyfriend? T.
No, I am not. I'm single. And
there's not really T. Like,
yeah.
We're just not together anymore.
We're just not together, but I feel like this upcoming year is going to be, like, so great just because I'm going to spend so much time with my friends and, like, I don't know, it's just, I'm excited. It's going to be great.
Interrupting quickly to tell you guys about my new favorite sunglasses. Fresh from San Diego, California, I'm talking about Blenders Eyewear, and you're going to be just as hooked when you see how awesome these shades are. You may have heard me talk about them before, but my favorite frames from them are the Spider Jet frames in all black, since I love the sleek all black look for aviator sunglasses, and they're such high quality, so substantial and nice feeling, not like flimsy old cheap ones. They're perfect to wear when I'm walking Brody at the beach, just driving around during the summer, since it can get so bright out. I actually just wore them so much at my lake house, since it gets so sunny down on the dock. I'll notice I'm squinting all day if I forget to put on my sunglasses, so they help a lot with that. So how Blenders got started was actually by a surf instructor on Pacific Beach who was also selling his beachy shades out of his backpack, and his goal was to create an adventurous mid-priced eyewear option with the same cool factor as other leading styles. But unlike expensive big brand shades that you've probably lost or smashed in the past, Blenders are actually affordable, so you're not going to cry as much when the inevitable happens. Blenders' team of in-house designers are constantly coming out with new styles, from orange polarized wraparounds, tortoiseshell frames with purple lenses, to classic gold arms on black lens. And it's not just sunglasses. Blenders has prescription glasses, readers, and blue lights, as well as a snow collection with goggles and accessories. So to score 15% off your Blenders purchase, visit blenderseyewear.com and enter promo code GRETCHENVIP. That's blenderseyewear.com, code GRETCHENVIP, all caps, one word, for 15% off. And now let's get back into the episode. I told Mandy, I was in a very similar, not to make it about me, it's like your senior year, but no, my senior year, I felt like it was a very similar vibe going into her senior year as I did going into my senior year, like just single, wanting to soak up your last year, like
right.
Do everything, not like say yes to everything, but you know what I mean? Like take advantage of all your opportunities,
exactly.
Soak up all the moments, be with your girlfriends,
yeah.
Finish your degree, because that's obviously why you're there.
Right.
Okay, next up. Where do you buy your clothes? They want to know. They love, like, your outfit. They always want to know, like, where your outfits are from, like, where you get your inspiration, your clothes.
So, honestly, my whole closet is, like, Princess Polly. Like, I feel like, I don't know why, I just have, like, an attachment to them. And I order everything. So, yeah, I literally order from Princess Polly probably twice a week.
Or Gretchen20. Yes. It changes sometimes. Okay, good.
Yeah, I always find, like, codes. But I literally order for them, like, twice a week. And, like, I'll wear their clothes and or the outfit, and then I'll actually post it on my Poshmark. So you guys can look at my Poshmark. I think it's just Mandy Hutchinson. I'm not sure. But I usually, like, I don't, I'm, like, annoying like that. Like, I don't like wearing an outfit too many times. So, like, I'll wear it and then I'll sell it. So, like, all this stuff is, like, new. But, yeah, so I shopped there. And then I just started really loving Aritzia. I was always like, oh, it's too expensive. But now, like, it's so worth it. Like, their stuff is, like, so good.
This gray sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's just, like, I don't know. I feel like their basics are really good. Also, I just got the leather pants that I love.
Melina.
Yeah. Love them. And then also Zara, I get my jeans from, and pants, and I just started getting my shoes from there. But I don't know, Zara gives me like a headache. Like every time I go in there, there's like a line out the door. Yes. And like, so I usually just
the website's awful.
Yeah,
it's so hard to like navigate. Why is the website so bad?
I actually found something on the website to make it easier to look at. If you like lower the focus on the page, like it shows like more options at once, so it's like easier. Yeah, I, like, I don't know. I only really shop online. I never, like, go shopping because I just hate them all and I hate, like, shopping. Like, I hate trying on clothes. Like, I'll just try them on and then send them back. Like, returning is so easy for Princess Polly and it's everywhere.
Yeah, that's so, like, true.
Yeah.
Wait, I feel the same way. I feel like I totally have switched to, I just, like, online shopping.
Yeah, I, like,
because if you go to the mall, you're exhausted. There's a line. There's a bunch of people.
Exactly.
Employees are probably, like, bothering you. Like, yeah, you don't want to be there.
I, like, hate the mall so
much. And then at home, you can just, like, sit in your bed, cozy.
Exactly.
Look at cute clothes online. Yeah.
And I'll, like, I obviously I love TikTok, so I see like my whole For You page is like outfits and like hauls. So what I'll do, like, I'll screenshot clothes, and I have like an album in my phone that's like outfit inspo.
No way.
So like I'm going to Vegas in September, and like I already know all my outfits because I just like screenshot them all, found them all, and I'm gonna order them when I get to school so they go to Columbia.
Yeah, that's so
but,
nice.
Yeah, so I like planning my outfits way in advance, or else I get like really stressed the week before and I'm like overnighting packages. Like, no, I don't like doing that. I like planning my outfits like a month ahead, like going to Nashville in I think October, like I already started looking at those outfits, like I need to know.
Oh my gosh.
And then that also helps because I'm such an overpacker. So, like, if I have my outfits, I'm not bringing all this extra stuff. Like,
I need to get on your level of being prepared.
Like, Montauk, I only brought that. Like, I just went last weekend, only brought the outfits that I was wearing, brought one bag, only the outfits I was wearing, the shoes I was wearing, and did not stray from my outfit plan because I knew.
And meanwhile, we come here and pack like we're here for like 2 months.
Here, I didn't know what to do because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Like, I just
felt, like you never know.
But yeah, I like love planning my outfits. Like, I need to do that or else I get so stressed.
See, I like never have the discipline to do it, and then I'm packing the day before like crying because I'm so anxious and like don't know what I'm gonna wear and don't. And then you get there, you wish you had stuff that you don't have.
And all my friends are like, "What are you wearing?" Or like, "What are you bringing?" And I literally send them the outfits. Like, I try on the outfits, take mirror pics. I'm like, "I'm wearing this this night, this night." I'm like, "Here you go."
You're like you know exactly what you're wearing. Okay, so you're the girl that has it all together with your outfits. What's your go-to night out outfit?
I love wearing the color black. Like, if you literally ask my roommates, like, my whole closet is black. Like, I will never have enough black clothing.
You do love black.
Like, it's my favorite color.
I don't wear black.
Like, wearing that white shirt last night was, like, weird for me. Like, I don't. That's why, like, when I order colorful clothes, my friends are like, "You're not gonna wear them." Like, you're right. Like, I'm not. Like, I don't know why. I just don't like colors on me. But so I usually wear, like, black jeans, like, boyfriend, like, slouchy or, like, leather pants, like, docks, booties, or sneakers, whatever, and then just like a black small shirt, like crop top.
Tank top.
Yeah,
simple, can't go wrong. Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This switches to us. Tell me why you love me. Now, what is our favorite memory with each other? They want to know. I don't even know, like, a favorite one. We have so many good ones.
I feel like just, like, the summers as a whole, like, either going to grandma's house or, like, Camp Garrity.
Camp Garrity!
Yeah, like, those are my favorite times because, like, grandma's house, there's just, like, it was always, like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes when you go on vacation with your family, like, you might not be that excited. You're kind of like, oh, like, I wish I could stay home and go out with my friends, but, like, when I was like little, like going to grandma's house was like something I would look forward to for like
so fun.
Months. Like I was like so excited.
Because I would be there. No.
Yeah. And just like, I don't know, like obviously we don't live near each other. So like seeing each other would always be like
so exciting.
Yeah.
I know, I'm thinking of like when we would go skiing when we were younger and your mom like literally peeling us out of bed.
Yeah.
And we would always get McDonald's on the way. That's like how they would bribe us to go. We would like get McDonald's like hash browns or like breakfast sandwiches. You'd get the pancakes.
Yeah.
Never
I'm so glad we like saw each other so much when we were little because like our parents were did so lucky. Much to like put us together.
Yeah. Like. That our moms are so close and that we grew up only like what 4 hours away from each other, like Long Island and Albany. So we got to see each other all the time. Because I feel like so many, well, obviously a lot of cousins are close, but some are, like, far. Like, obviously my dad's side, they're all down south. So, like, we never saw them as much just because they're far. Mm-hmm. So we're so lucky we grew up close to each other.
We really are.
And that they, like, put us together a lot.
Yeah.
So when you're little, you don't really have a say. Of, like, I'm visiting Mandy. Like, you're 7. Like, you can't, like, decide.
Yeah. And then when you went to BU, like, I was always going there.
Yeah.
And I feel like even, like when we like we basically planned that trip to the Bahamas that we took in like 2016.
Yes, we like made it happen.
Yeah, like I don't know, that was so fun. Like I wish we could
like
do that
both
again.
Of our whole family.
Yeah, because usually it's always just like the moms.
Yeah,
and now like Uncle Dan.
I know,
but we still need to do stuff like big groups, like. Because I feel like it's usually just, like, me and you or me and you, Lucy. Like,
I know.
Randall sometimes tags along. Like
I know. Like, our whole families. Yeah. Our families. I know, I'm kidding. But I know. Like, Lucy's in Ireland right now.
Yeah.
That's why she's not here. And then, like, Randall's Mandy's home. Brother and dad. Like, they're just back home. Because obviously our moms, like, love you here the most. Because it's, like, in their side of the family. But, yeah. We have so many good memories together. That's, like, all we do. There's one question in here. And it was, like, oh. I don't even know where it is. But it was, like, what's our favorite thing to do is, like, cousins or, like, me, you, and Lucy. And yesterday we were looking at the questions. I'm like, Mandy, it's literally reminiscing. Like, we'll always talk about, like, old things. Or, like, at our grandma's house in Binghamton, we went in our grandpa's closet and, like, made a sign on the door that was, like, Cuz Club, password, Cuz. And we would, like, sit in there and, like.
And in my old house, we did it.
We had so many, like, fun memories.
We always spend, like, holidays together. That was, like, the best. Like, Christmas has always been, like, together.
When Randall and I set up the video camera to catch Santa.
Yeah.
And it probably, like, died.
Yeah.
Like, so many things.
I feel like it's so different now because we both grew up in, like, different houses. Like, your mom was in a different house than we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a different house than I grew up in. But, like, thinking about our old houses and, like, how much stuff, and, like, all the home videos, like, all the babies together, just, like.
I miss the old Mandy who would come to the lake. This is, like, when you were so little. I'll never forget. We would brush your hair, like, once a week because it would be, like, filled with knots. You, like, couldn't care less. But you were just, like, you were so carefree as a little kid. Like, we would eat, like, powdered sugar donuts all day and lollipops. And you would wear, like, stained, like, tie-dye tee. Your clothes always had stains because we would just, like, eat junk all day.
I cannot
eat and that. And mind you, I mean, Mandy's, like, 9 here. But it was, like, so fun when we were little kids. We just had the best time. Yeah. This one says, have we always been close? And, like, yes. I feel so lucky for that.
Yeah. I feel like when we were little, it was always me and Lucy and you and Randall.
Yes.
Like, I would force Lucy to play with my dolls with me, and you'd be like, I'm not playing.
Like, you guys were, like, the BFFs, and me and Randall, Mandy's brother, were, like, the BFFs.
Yeah. And then as we got older, I guess, like, the girl, like, obviously
since
you guys
we're all
were,
girls.
Like, my sisters.
Yeah.
Because I don't have sisters, so.
I know. I've always, like, in my head been, like, if I've thought of my best friends, like, you're always been one of my best friends, and, like, Mandy literally feels like a sister. We were saying yesterday how we've always said, like, we hate the idea that our children won't be first cousins. Like, how messed up.
But we said last night, like, I'm Aunt Mandy, you're Aunt
Mandy. Yeah, we're going to make them be first cousins.
Like, they're going to be first cousins.
Because we realized one day, we're like, wait, if we're first cousins, our children will be second cousins. Like, that's awful. Like, most people don't even know they're second cousins.
Literally.
But our children need to be best friends.
Yeah. And like you were saying last night, like, nieces and nephews, like, you're obsessed with your siblings, Minnie, because, like, it's your siblings, Minnie, like.
Yeah.
But, like, you're my sibling, and I'm going to be
obsessed with our Minnies.
Yeah.
You guys, you should have heard this. Because, like, my mom was, like, being cute to Mandy last night and was, like, love you, whatever. And I had just realized, like, growing up, like, how close I feel, obviously, to my Aunt Chris, like, Mandy's mom, and Mandy's close to my mom, whatever. And I just realized, I'm like, wait, when you have a niece or a nephew, like,
I never understood why, this sounds so dumb, like, why aunts and uncles are, like, I'm like, oh, they're just some relative. But then I'm like, no, they literally are so important and, like, love them so much.
They're kind of like your second parents.
Yes. Like, I literally was going to,
like, when I would stay at your house and, like, your mom and dad would make all these, like, activities, like, I was never, like, I, you know, I was so scared to sleep out when I was little. But, like, going to your house was, like, home.
They're, like, second parents. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. Like, I was just saying to Mandy how, like, I'm like, wow, nieces and nephews are literally, like, your siblings mini. Yeah. Like, it's like a mini version of them. Like, no wonder you love them so much. I'm like, now I get it. Okay, we're like going down the reminiscing like family hole right here. What do we fight about the most now and like growing up with?
Okay, growing up,
I don't know.
I feel like it would just be like stupid stuff like Wii and like playing Wii and like playing like, with dolls and like
I don't know. Fighting over food.
Right.
Probably over the last powdery donut.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't leave me one.
Yeah.
Stupid
just, like,
stuff.
Just, like, stupid stuff. But now...
Or, like, clothes, maybe. If we were, like, stealing each other's clothes.
Now, I feel like... I don't know. We don't really fight, but, like, when I do get annoyed, it's when Gretchen's taking a while to go somewhere. I'm like, let's go. Because I'm so, like, we're going now. We're doing this. Like, I'm like, I'll get ready in 5 minutes. Like, let's go. And, like, I don't know. I feel like when people are, like... When, especially my mom, like when she's like on her phone, I'm like, let's go. And she like, can't talk to me while she's on her phone. She can't multitask. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, sometimes I can be slow. I can take a while. I told me I've been good this year. I literally didn't vlog at all yesterday. I haven't been on my phone. It's been so nice. Yeah. I've been off the grid.
But also, it's not like a fight. I'm like, Gretchen, let's go. And you're like, okay.
I'm like, okay, okay. We're leaving. I said, we were thinking about this yesterday, and I said to Mandy, if we ever are in a fight and it's like I'm mad, it's only because I want it. Oh my god, the wind scared me so much. It's only because I want to see Mandy and I'll get mad and be like, I want to see you, like, come to the lake more, come visit me more. But she's obviously just in college and, like, busy, so that's it, just because we love each other. This is, how is it having a cousin so close in age? It's so good. Nice.
Yeah.
Like, so ideal. I literally asked my Aunt Chris and my mother yesterday, I said, did you guys plan having kids, like, around the same time? We'd all be BFFs. They were like, no, it just happened. So we got lucky.
Yeah, because I'm like the youngest in the family, or my whole family.
Yeah.
And my dad's side is all boy cousins, and they're older.
Yeah, you're the youngest, like, of all the cousins.
Yeah, and they're like, they're older, like married and stuff, except for one of them is like your age. But
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like if you were like older, we would probably still be as close. But like,
it's different. I feel like if you were like, even if it wasn't 3 years, if it was like 5 or 7, we definitely would be less close. Because we'd just be at such different stages of life, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like 3 years never even felt... Maybe when we were really young, you were, like, obviously just, like, a baby, like, whatever. But then we just quickly... I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I've also always clicked with, like, younger people. Yeah, like, your friends. I don't know.
And I feel like whenever I would hang out with your friends, like, I feel like just, like... I don't feel like the younger cousin. Like, I feel like I'm friends with them, too.
I feel like I've always gotten along with, like, younger girl. Maybe because I'm immature. I don't know. But it's good. Okay. I'm going to ask you... Okay, do you want good news or bad news? I was thinking of this as, like, the really easy question and then the hard question. Okay, we're going to do the easy one first. Ease into it. Okay. What's our favorite pasta shape?
Oh. Okay, I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's, like, the rigatoni that's shorter.
Oh.
It's, like, the short rigatoni. Like, it looks like a rigatoni cut in half.
Oh.
Kind of.
I don't know that's if I know favorite. That name. I was going to say mine is rigatoni.
Oh, my
God. I love rigatoni. Wait, that's really funny.
It's, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's, like, just, like, the shorter ones.
Interesting.
That's my favorite.
Wait, I totally thought you were gonna say something completely different, but I feel like we are very similar in a lot of ways. Or we're like different as people but have similar interests. I don't know what it is, but we're like similar in a lot of ways. Okay, this is the really hard one. This is where they get really out of order, but we're gonna like get deep for a moment because this is good. How this is like sad. I don't even want to say it. We won't be too sad for too long. We can do it quick. How would you say the passing of your uncle has impacted you? Because I know a lot of people deal with losing someone close to them, so I wanted to touch on it. Because a lot of people asked about this, actually.
Yeah. So that whole thing was something that I would never, ever imagine. Like, I feel like, not to say, like, you imagine some people, like, passing away, but, like, I feel like when it's, like, your older grandparents, like, you know it's coming and, like...
When someone's 85.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not as hard, but, like, this was just, like... Like, I remember my mom... went to Albany, like, within the first, like, the couple of days before he got in the hospital, I think.
Yeah.
Like, she was just there.
Yeah. And she was calling me and she was like, yeah, he's like, okay. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like this is like no big deal.
Fine.
Like I would never have thought.
I know.
And then I remember like the night of, I think you called me at like 4 a.m. and I was sleeping, and the next morning you told me, and I just like, I remember I was like so like, oh my God.
It's just like unbelievable.
It's like you like.
We're going to like cry.
Yeah, right now. It's like, I don't know. And then the first thing I could imagine is like you guys, because like, I don't know, like you guys are like the same as like, we're both very like, we love our parents so much, and like, that I was just like, oh my God, this is like not happening. Like this can't happen. Like it's not happening. And then when I did go there and like it started feeling more real, I was just like, there's no way that we can like move on from this like ever. And it's like so sad. And everyone's like, I'm so sorry that you lost your uncle. But I was kind of like, no, like they lost their dad. And like, obviously your uncle was like kind of like the glue to all of our like family holidays and stuff. Like he would make all the food. He would text me and be like, what do you want on the Thanksgiving yeah. menu? Like, and he was kind of like the one that did all of our activities with us too, like bring us golfing and like to get ice cream and stuff like that.
He was literally so fun.
Like, yeah, and he was like the best. Like he was my closest uncle, I would say. So yeah, it was really hard. But I just kept thinking like, if like I'm feeling like this, like my little sisters are like going through like something that is like so unimaginable.
I know.
So like, I don't know.
I don't know why this is making me. I feel like normally I'm okay talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think
especially because we're here. Like he loved it here.
I know.
Like, he'd have his man's weekend here. And
I know.
Stuff like that.
Man golf.
Yeah. I feel like every time we like get together and do something, like we need to, like obviously we share so many stories about him, but like we really have to think about it, because it's like everything would be not so different, but like, I don't know. It was like really different having him like here with us.
I know, like I feel like anytime we're here we sort of have like just a missing piece,
right?
Like it feels like something's missing, like his presence.
And like I'm such a strong believer that like of signs, like I know you've had so many signs, and like just like knowing that like they are there and like they're watching everything you do, and like they're so proud of you, and like you just graduated college after he passed away, like he was there. And I was just thinking like, we can't see him, but he's here, and he's so proud, and, like, you know he would be, like, doing backflips if he were here right now.
I know.
Like, so excited.
I know.
So.
Oh, my God, Mimo. I feel like you helped me so much, too, through losing my dad, just because, like, it was hard being at school with people who didn't know him that much. Like, maybe some of my friends at school had met him a couple times,
right.
But I'm like, you don't get
it.
Max, like, met him, like, a couple times.
Well, that's
like,
also what I always think about, like, I don't know. I just, like, I'm really
happy
that
he
met
Max.
Well.
I know.
And Dara.
I know.
And all of your friends, like, Taylor, Hannah, like, he was so close with them, too. Like, he was, he was taken way too soon, but I'm so glad that he was here longer. As long as
he was. Yeah. I know. And I always say, like, I force myself to see, like, the silver linings and things, and I'm like, wow, like, I'm so lucky. I always make myself think, like, I'm so lucky. I had literally the best dad ever for the first 22 years of my life, instead of maybe a dad that I don't know, wasn't as close with, or wouldn't know, or maybe I never would have met my dad, and he could have been there for my life. Do you know what I mean? If I was in a different situation, so.
Yeah. And also, like, he taught you so many things that you're never going to, like, lose.
I feel like I'm literally him.
You're the way you are because of him, so.
Like, since you're so close in so many situations, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel like my dad. Or I'm like, I don't even know. It's so weird. Like, I'll say something or do something and I'll be like, this is like what my dad would do or tell me to do or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought I would include that too, because it's so weird after he passed away. Like, and I'm so sad. And I'm like, it's all about me, my sister, my mom, and how sad we are. We're the closest to him, whatever. Like, his family that we lived with, whatever. But then I was thinking, like, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, Mandy also lost her uncle. Like, she's also really sad.
No, but
she's not only sad for us. Like, she's sad because she had a relationship to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, like, this is so sad.
It's like, I mean, for everyone, I feel like he was close with everyone, so.
Yeah.
But it honestly feels like also it was only, like, a couple months ago. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been, like.
Isn't it bizarre?
It's so crazy.
Like, I can see him, like, walking in the store.
Yeah.
Or, like, doing a flip off the dock. Or, like, grilling out front. Or, like, so many things. I know. I always get scared coming here. Or not scared. Just, like, nervous when I go home or come here that I'm just going to be sad.
Yeah.
But it always feels more of, like, a nostalgic, like, peaceful feeling.
And, like.
Because I know he loved it here.
And, like, when you're, like, I feel like it helps being with so many people. Like, I don't know, sometimes I get, like, post-vacation depression just from, like, leaving you guys or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like being with a lot of people, like, helps that. So, like, when you're with a lot of people, whenever you're, like, feeling lonely, just, like,
yeah,
calling people, being with people, like, that yeah helps. And, like, I don't know, I feel like you're so close with my parents, too. Like, you know, you could always call them because they, like, know. Like, my mom felt it so hard, too. And, like,
wait, I don't even know if I know, your parents helped me so much, too. I remember, oh, my God, this is, like, so deep. We're getting really deep. The morning after my dad passed away, I came downstairs, and I think maybe your mom even said something that made me laugh, and I, like, smiled, and I laughed at something.
Yeah.
And maybe that's even, I know some people will, like, laugh when they're, like, grieving, yeah, or, like, it's, like, a weird, whatever. But I think I honestly was just, like, distracted in the moment and laughed at yeah something, and your mom started crying, and she was, like, I didn't think I would see you, like, laugh for a while, or, like, smile.
Yeah, I remember when you guys got me from the airport, I think it was you and Arlen was sitting in the back seat, and me and you were in the front seat, and we just started playing a song, we were, like, oh, we're so happy to see you, and we were, like, wait. We were like, oh no.
So
no
emo. But I'm happy I haven't, like, lost my joy in life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think, like, not that it'll ever get better and, like, that hole will never be filled, but, like, you learn to deal with it
yes more. That's what I tell everyone. Like, losing them never gets easier. You just are better at dealing with it.
Exactly.
Like, you get better at finding ways to, like,
right
feel better.
And the more, like, Christmases that go by, like,
it's more, like, nostalgic instead yeah of, like, painful. It's more of, like, a happy memory of them instead of, like, yeah a... But you're still really sad and have yeah those moments. But, like, yeah. Anyway. From favorite pasta, like, tell me about, like, your grieving journey. But I thought we'd have this important moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you struggle with intrusive thoughts? I didn't think I had these until yesterday when we were talking about it. And I'm like, wait, like, everyone does. But, because remember we were talking about it, and, like, do you struggle with them? How do you handle yeah them?
Maybe I was, like, wrong in what I thought were intrusive
no
thoughts.
No, I think you're right.
But, like, with my experience from what I thought it was, it's just, like, thoughts that, like, pop into your head that you can't, I don't know, I feel like it's also, like, being anxious about something, then you can't stop thinking about it. Like, I'm not scared
you,
of, like, planes.
You don't have control over,
right,
like, your thoughts.
But, like, for an
of
example, like, you said, like, being on a plane, you just, like, can't stop thinking that it's, like, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have.
That's my idea of an yeah intrusive. Like, if you're on a plane and you're, like, oh, my God, right, like, the plane's going to crash. Like,
but
is that
mine
an intrusive
is
thought?
More, like, I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm scared of a lot of things. Like, a lot of things. Like, I don't go anywhere alone.
Bugs.
Ghosts. Yeah. Ghosts. Like, I'm scared of, like, people walking on the street. Like, I'm never alone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like more of my intrusive thought. And, like, also just, like, sad things. Like, I feel like when something sad is happening, I, like, can't stop thinking about it. And then I just, like, I'm, like, happy for a second. And then I just, like, start thinking about it again. Like, intrusive thoughts, like, coming into my head.
Yeah.
And the thing that has helped me most with that is just, like, grounding yourself. And, like, I remember I would always have these in, like, my apartment living room, like, watching a show with my friends, and then I would just, like, get a bad thought in my head, not be able to stop thinking about it. I would talk about it with them, but, like, I don't know, sometimes that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So I just, like, focus on, like, I would, like, look at, like, a picture on the wall and, like, start thinking about that, and that would bring me to another thought and just be like, oh, this carpet, like, maybe we should clean it. Like, just, like, grounding yourself and, like, looking at the things around you and being present. Mm-hmm. And, like, talking to your friends, being like, this is, like, a real conversation. Like, these thoughts don't matter. Like, I'm looking at, like, the TV. I'm watching the show. Like, I feel like TikTok has actually helped me, too. Because, like, TikTok makes me focus on, like, yeah,
yeah,
something that's, like, right in front of me.
Well, I guess not present in your, like, surroundings yeah and what's going on. But like you're focused on your phone. Yeah. You're not thinking about whatever right you're worrying about.
And then I feel like if I'm just, like, focusing on things around me within 15 minutes, like, it'll stop.
You feel better.
Yeah. And you just, like, have to really be like, okay, so, like, in 15 minutes, I'm going to, like, go brush my teeth, get in bed. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, like, do this homework tomorrow at this time. Like, just, like, thinking about go through your day. Like, the next day that you have, like, oh, I have to study at this time. Like, I have to do this. Going to get dressed here, take shower then, like, whatever.
Like, focusing on what's actually going on and exactly not, like, your thoughts and letting yourself yeah worry. I feel like that's how a lot of people say they handle, or I guess for you it sounds like the intrusive thoughts feel sort of like anxiety. Like, I've heard people yeah say when they feel anxious, they, like, literally go sit on the ground and they, like, look around and are really right still, or, like, meditate yeah type thing.
And I feel like I do this weird thing when I'm, like, stressed about, like, a test, or if I have a busy day the next day, I'll constantly go through the order in my head and I won't be able to stop. And I was talking to my friend about this. She was like, that's, like, an OCD tactic or something.
Order of what?
Like, the order of my day. Like, if I have, like, a test the next day and I know I'm going to be really stressed, I'll be like, okay, I need to do this, but I won't stop going over it in my
wait
head.
Wait, I do that before I go to bed. Is that
yes
bad?
Yes. Okay, so
I think about what, like, I'm going to do the next day in
right
order.
And my friend told me, so she was saying, like, it's, like, so compulsive because mm your brain is telling you, like, you need to, like, list it down perfectly and, like, do like list exactly what you need to do in a perfect way, but it's never going to be perfect. Like, it's never going to be in your head perfectly. So, like, you trying to, like, go over it a million times is only going to make you more
anxious.
And
I freak out when I'm in the next day and something throws off, like, my schedule or order. I literally will have a meltdown. Right. And that's when I stopped planning out my days by the hour.
Because I would
freak out when I would get behind.
That and, like, you have this idea. I need to stop. Yes. You have this idea of, like, perfection that you need to, like, do. Yeah. But you're never going to get
it. I never get it right.
Like,
so then I let myself down.
Like, you're not reaching it for your head. Like, it's never enough.
Yeah. And I feel awful.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone like feels, but like I always like the next day, crazy over I'm it. Literally like, having a wine night, and I'm like, oh my god, like 8 a.m. wake up, brush teeth, 8:15 shower, 8:30 start studying. I'm like, no, like stop, like look around, like it's fine.
Yeah,
we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, I'm happy I'm not the only one. I was like just me over
it's
here.
So bad. And sometimes I feel like this is like not good, but. Sometimes I feel like when I eat so much in the day and I forgot what I eat, I'm like, wait, I had this. And then I, like, don't stop listening. I'm like, what am I doing?
Like what does it matter?
Exactly.
It's just and, your like, brain.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, when Mandy falls asleep at night, she says
her... Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I don't know why, how you said it. It's funny. She's like, my mind will play tricks on me, and I'll, like, see people out the window, but, like, no one's there.
Yeah, no, it's, like, so bad.
No, that's bad.
It's, like...
It's scary.
Yeah. But I always, like, I'm telling myself, like, I'm not awake, and you're just... It didn't happen last night. But also I was thinking maybe it was because I was taking amoxicillin for my tooth infection. Maybe because like it was happening a lot when I was taking those last yesterday.
Oh, like they can make your dreams.
But maybe it was that because like it wasn't really like that before I started taking them like a week ago.
I mean, I take melatonin, I have like crazy.
I can't take melatonin.
I need to tell you. I had two crazy dreams last night and I woke up and I remembered them and now I can only remember one and I need to tell you because it's really crazy.
Wait, my friend, my roommate Abby, she's like upstairs in my apartment with me. Whenever she takes melatonin, she sees the same person, and it's
No.
Especially in our apartment, I will never. My mom's like, "You can't fall asleep. Just take some melatonin." And I'm like, "I cannot do that." Like,
no,
I
you'll have a bad dream.
I'll wake up and I will not sleep in my room for the rest of the semester. Like, yeah. I can't.
How do you stop comparing yourself to others? There was a lot of stuff about comparison.
Yeah.
And like in my eyes, like I compare myself to you. I'm like, you're so cute, and so and I'm like, I want to be like her.
It like I don't know. I'm really bad with that. Honestly.
I'm really bad.
Like I haven't like learned how to stop it yet. But I'm like, oh, because like everyone that goes to my school is like gorgeous, like mm-hmm. so pretty, and I'm always like, oh,
yeah, but
like,
so are you.
I know. Like I don't know. It's just like, and also I feel like social media doesn't help because social media isn't real. So like. Yes. You don't know if these girls are editing their pictures. Like, you don't know. And, like, regardless, they're beautiful. But, like, you're looking at something and, like, you don't even know if that's, like... Also, angles, like, lighting. Like, everything looks so different. Like,
yeah, like I know how to pose.
Exactly. So,
people
like...
People probably meet me in person are like, okay, you look different. We were just talking about this. And you guys, seriously, Mandy was showing me. Like, I just didn't even realize, like, how many people edit their photos. So, I need to... I'm the first to I need to stop comparing myself too because I feel like I always do and I always say I don't edit my photos and I feel like I actually can't because I meet you guys in person and you see videos of me every day on YouTube so you would be like okay you're literally a catfish like you look like a different person on Instagram but then I'm like why am I comparing myself to like the literal best version of someone else that they look like that for like maybe an hour out of their day when they go out and like also they're like bringing in their waist or their arms or their,
also,
you know.
Like, Khloe Kardashian, I think it was early in the summer, like, she, or someone posted an unedited picture of her, and she came out and was, like, talking about it, and it's just like that, like, they all edit their pictures, like.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, like, a filter, like, no one looks like a
but
filter.
But in my head, I'm always like, I wish I could look like that. Isn't that terrible? Like, why do we do that?
And I also, like, I would always think, like, oh my god, like, she's so much prettier than me, like, blah, blah, but it's like, someone else's, like, prettiness, what is it? Someone else's beauty doesn't take away from your own. Like, just because someone else is pretty doesn't mean you're not.
It doesn't mean you can't be. Like, exactly. It's not like one or the other.
And I feel like what's helped me, I guess, not with like comparing, but like feeling the best about myself is like doing my hair when I don't feel like doing it, or like blow drying my hair when I get out of the shower, or like putting on like face lotion so that like my skin feels better. Like, I just feel like the little things like that help me. Like, putting on Tan Luxe, the oil, like that literally makes me feel better about myself. Like, just, like, stuff like that. True. Like, whatever you can do. Like, doing your eyebrows. Like, you know, just, like, little things like that. I feel like make me feel better about
That's
myself.
That's so true. I feel so much better. Even if I'm going to go to bed, if I just, like, blow dry my hair.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow, I'm a glowing queen.
Yeah. So, like, I, like, never used to blow dry my hair. I would always, like, straighten it every day. Now, just, like, getting out of the shower and blow drying my hair, like, it's,
you
like,
just
makes feel me
feel nice.
So much better.
It's the little things, people.
Right.
It really is. Last question. This is getting long. I was like, this will be quick. No, of course we can chit-chat. What is your fave and least fave cocktail?
Cocktail. Okay. This is hard. Like, are we talking like you go to a restaurant and order one? Like you go out or like you're making it yourself?
You go out. What do you order? What's your fave?
Okay. My first order would be a Moscow Mule. Mm. And then my second, because I'm going to get a second drink, would be a Spicy Mark.
Oh. So we're mixing our alcohols.
Right. I always do that. So bad.
Oh, is that okay? Is that like allowed? It, like, you can do a vodka hangover, but... and then a margarita and then a tequila.
I like honestly, maybe Spicy Mark over Moscow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so not a tequila girl. I love Moscow Mule too. That is like one of my go-tos. I think it's so good. You guys, we brought our ginger beer, our limes, all our Moscow Mule stuff here.
We should have, there's this one Spicy Marg mix. I think it's from Whole Foods. It's so good.
Oh.
I hate vodka soda or cran. Vodka crans.
Really?
I hate.
Okay, also one of my go-tos is vodka soda splash of cranberry.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
And I don't like tequila soda. Could not drink that.
Yeah, no. My least favorite probably has to be, I don't even know. I like whiskey. Maybe like a dark, like, what's Jameson? Is that rum? Like a rum?
I think
like
Jameson is whiskey.
But I feel like I do like whiskey. I think I don't like, oh no, I don't really like gin.
Yeah, no, gin is bad. I feel like you would like rum, like rum punch.
Yeah, I like rum and something, maybe not other.
Like Coke and rum.
Okay, least favorite is probably like gin and tonic or anything with gin. Tastes like a Christmas tree.
I hate gin.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
So if you like a gin and tonic, goodbye. Okay, I hope that was like good, you guys.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed. Wow, we are all over the place. At Silver Lake, Family Men's, you're single, yay! College! Oh my god, we had like a little deep moment, but I wanted to like be real with you guys because obviously we, like, everyone has their own like mental health struggles and like nothing is as perfect as you see on social media, you know? I literally was just saying, we won't say who, but I was saying to Mandy, like, so-and-so looks so perfect, and she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have no idea what's going on in real life, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't compare yourself, and you're beautiful, and just because Mandy's beautiful doesn't make it that you're not beautiful. That was the whole episode in, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That was so fun. Okay, love you guys, and I'll catch you in my next episode.
Bye.
Bye.